It's going to be worth a struggle. I know it sounds cheesy, but it's not. It's going to be worth, once you can get to where you want to get to, you can have that freedom in your life, it will have been well worth it. And I would tell you to take some breaks. You got to refresh yourself just to kind of refresh, recharge your batteries. You have to take those breaks. You have to take a step away from your dream. You have to focus. And focus is the one that gets a lot of people, because there's a lot of shiny objects all around us. And you chase the shiny objects thinking it's going to help you, when the reality is it's not. You have to focus on what is going to help your next steps, what is going to help you where you are. Well, if you want to do a TEDx, from what I've seen, it's all about the idea and the relationships. And probably the biggest mistake that I know I made and that a lot of speakers make is they want to make it about why they would be a good speaker. Guess what? TED is about the idea. Ideas worth spreading. They don't care who you are. And so if you are going to go pitch a TEDx talk, pitch the idea and make it about the idea. Don't make it about you at all. That they don't care. They want to know that this is an idea that you believe in, and this is an idea worth spreading. When I was young and free, and my imagination had no limits, I dreamed of changing the world. As I grew older and wiser, I realized the world would not change. So I shortened my sights somewhat and decided to only change my country, but it too seemed immovable. As I grew into my twilight years, in one last desperate attempt, I settled for changing my family, those closest to me, but they would have none of it. And now, as I lie in my deathbed, I realized if I had changed myself first, then by example, I would have changed my family. From their inspiration and encouragement, I might have been able to better my country. And who knows, I might have changed the world. I put a lot of stuff out there, but honestly, the overall message is just live the dream. Be the best you that you can be. It might not be what Jared and I are doing, but whatever it is for your life, do it. In the Bible, it talks about how Satan blinds our eyes. We can't see. It works the same way with our mindset. There's things that we know are possible, but we can't see them because our doubts and our fears have clouded our eyes. We can't see what's possible for us. And it was the same way with my faith. So I was blinded. I couldn't see it. But as I read the Bible and as I heard the preaching, I started to see what I couldn't see. There's a lot of things that you can do that seem like they're going to help your business and seem like they're important, but they're actually a time waster when you think about it. Leo Babalta has the website Zen Habits, which is probably one of the simplest websites in the world, and he has over 1 million viewers, which proves that you don't need all the fancy stuff. It's all about the content. Stop Chasing Influencers isn't about anybody. It's not a shot at any one person, not the shot at anybody at the top or anybody you know. Really, the concept behind that is don't chase anybody. Don't chase people at the top. Don't chase Jared and I. Don't chase anybody. Figure out how you can build your dream, your business, your dream lifestyle on your own. And with the information that we have available to us and with the right focus, you can totally do that. And when I went on a podcast, I would send a podcaster everything. So my headshot, my bio, some questions, even if they ignored them, I just wanted them to be there so it was a no-brainer for them. They didn't have to do any work. They could just look at this and it was all done. But the hustle, and it takes time and it's hard, but if you're willing to hustle like that, that's how you make your dream a reality. I'd had just enough time to get my shirt, make sure the glitter was good. I had painted my face. I painted my hands. I had my stuff to be signed in case I got to meet Taylor. And I walked out and the guy at the front counter was like, dude, are you going to the Taylor Swift concert? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, dude, your face is painted and you have glitter. And I'm like, yeah, dude, that's me.
Podcast Movement 2015 is coming to Texas this summer, and we want you to be there. Join over 1,000 current and aspiring podcasters at the world's largest podcaster conference. Featuring Sarah Koenig of Serial, Roman Mars of 99% Invisible, Pat Flynn, Aisha Tyler, Lou Mangiello, John Lee Dumas, and over 50 other speakers. All that's missing is you. Learn more and register now at podcastmovement.com.